Now, this was really amazing because you kept hearing people talk about the atrocious Chinese one-child policy, and that was an example of a Cult of Judea-Narkash conspiracy occupation government forcing people to do something. And remember, in the West, remember I said in Norway, Sweden, sorry, the government in Sweden never had to force anyone to do anything because everyone did whatever the government suggested, because they had implicit trust in the government. And I discovered this from interrogating lots of Swedish people intensely, so much that I lost my voice, literally lost my voice. And so here's an example. Like in Sweden, you don't have to, the government, occupation government, doesn't have to force the people to do anything because the people just do what the government suggests. In China, they didn't have that level of control yet. So in China, they had to make it a one-child policy for a time, for a very limited time. As far as I understand now, the one-child policy in China is no longer in force. But here is, if these statistics are correct, and I have no reason, will entertain they are correct, I've got no reason to suggest they're not correct, then since 2008, the US fertility rate has fallen from 2.6 to below 1.3. So the US fertility rate, it says here down 20%. But now the thing I quoted then was the different states. The highest fertility rate in one state in America was 2.6, and now the lowest rate in one state in America is 1.3. But in actual fact, if you pay more attention, you'll see that, for example, the 2.6 has gone down to about 1.8. So that's still more than 20%. But somebody, now that, actually, you should be careful here because also look, 1.8 down to 1.3. I don't know where this 20% figure comes from. It looks like it's way more than 20%. I don't have the time or energy to bother, but you have a look at the video, and if you're interested in fertility rates, get your statistics. This is just a heads up. The point being that the US occupation government managed to reduce fertility rate, the number of births, live births, 20% in a matter of less than 2 decades. They've reduced the birth rate by 20%. And there's absolutely nothing in America officially about reducing the American birth rate. There was no one-child policy like in China. Yeah. But this just shows that when the occupation government wants to achieve something, it has many means to that end. It's just like warfare. They bombed Germany. They destroyed Germany with bombs. Yeah, they bombed Germany. They annihilated Germany with bombs. But and that's how they carried out their genocide. They're carrying out the genocide in Gaza with bombs, with military. Yeah. In Gaza, the genocide's being carried out with bombing and machine guns and explosives. That's how they're carrying out the genocide in Gaza. They did the same thing in Germany. They did the same thing in Japan. How are they carrying it? And in China, they had the government use economic sanctions and I guess state force, threats of state violence to enforce the one-child policy. In America, they haven't resorted to any of these things. What they've done is economic warfare. They've made it so expensive to have children, and they use propaganda to make the lifestyle choice of having children appear so undesirable that just like in Sweden, the government didn't have to have a one-child policy. The government didn't have to carry out acts of genocide by murdering people with explosives, like in Gaza and Germany. They carry out the genocide via economic warfare and propaganda. So, and remember, this is US total fertility rate. Someone said by 2026, minorities, like non-white Christian minorities in America, will represent 54% of the population. In other words, white Christians in America will be a minority officially, will be officially by 2026, 54%. And the rate of change of that is similar to here. It's been a very fast rate of change. So someone said hopefully that the rate of change of veganization would indicate that, that the entire world will soon be vegan if they maintain the same rate of change. But that's like religion saying we're the fastest growing religion in the world. Well, if you join my religion, I will be the fastest growing religion in the world, percentage-wise, because it will double if you join my religion. And no other religion on the planet has doubled its membership this year. So I will be the fastest growing religion in Australia. So if the rate keeps going up, then it's not just that white Christians will be a minority, but if the rate of, remember, population replacement is one definition of genocide, population replacement. If the rate of population replacement in America continues at the rate it's going at, it will be exponential. Soon, white Christians will represent a tiny minority of America. And so when you look at these figures of US fertility rate, what you need to get is the fertility rate. I know this will sound racist to some people, which will be welcomed by some people, and other people will say, that's horrible, you're being racist. But if you found the statistics for white Christian Americans, now I'm not Christian. I go into great detail why nobody should have anything to do with any Judeo religion, Judeo-Christianity, Judeo-Islam, Judeo-Marxism, or Judeo-Communism, or the Sioux cult. People should have nothing to do with any of these Trojan horse religions. But if to put this in real perspective, this US fertility rate, people say it's a racist perspective, but put it in this other perspective. If we got the figures for births of white Christians, I think you'll find this 20% figure would be much higher. And my point of making this video is, look at this trend. This was done without any overt state violence, without any overt state policy, and then managed a 20% decline in less than 20 years. This is total. Now, if you factored in the number of children that non-white Christians are having, yeah, or even just white people, just to be racist, you know, just for the, not to be racist, but just to take that one group, white American, European Americans. If you were to take the group European Americans and plot the same charts, you would find there's a much, much greater, this is my speculation, I expect to find a much greater decline in fertility among the populations of white Europeans descent in America. And so, but my point of this video was to show that, like in Sweden, people keep talking about all the overt government things like in China, and people pay attention, or some people pay attention when they're bombing Gazans into extinction. But what most people fail to notion, fail to be aware of, are the less overt actions, the less obvious actions of government. There are so many means available to the government. Propaganda, you know, mind control, propaganda, brainwashing, economic wrecking, economic policies, taxation policies. You know, there are so many policies that, and these are all controlled ultimately by the World Bank and the World Trade Organization. There are so many policies the government can institute to achieve the same means, example of population replacement, i.e. genocide. There are so many means the occupation government can employ that are unobtrusive, that aren't, people don't directly flag, oh, look, the one-child policy in China, that was obvious. And the bombing of Germany and Gaza and Japan were obvious. But the reasons leading to this decline in fertility are not so obvious. And for example, and the clear thing I wanted to say was about Sweden, I realize I've said this in many videos and I've gone into details, but the reason Sweden didn't need to have the same state violence threatened upon the people is because all the government in Sweden had to do was suggest something, and the people in Sweden are such sheeple, that they implicitly trust their government. They're such homo fideo that the Swedish people generally just did whatever the government suggested. Whereas in Australia, they had to put the troops, They had to put soldiers and tanks with artillery out onto the streets and amass police, and they had to hire special police, private police forces like the Cheka in Russia. Remember, if you ever want to talk about a government oppression, don't say the government's going fascist, say the government's going Bolshevik. Don't talk about Gestapo, talk about Cheka. Yeah? Talk about KGB, talk about Cheka, talk about Stasi. Try to be conscious, yeah? Live consciously and speak consciously. And if that means that before you talk, that you wait a few seconds and think about what to say, to be precise, and to not play into the official narratives, then so be it. Pause for a moment. Make pausing before answering part of your repertoire. Anyway, so this was something to consider. This was all done. This is a total fertility rates for the entire population. And it's clear that some groups in America, such as fundamentalist Jews, fundamentalist Islam, probably even fundamentalist Christians, and African Americans and other groups, I would suggest Mexicans also, but I could be wrong, so correct me if I'm wrong, but the non-European, the people in America that are of non-European ancestry, I would suggest that their fertility rate has declined much more than 20% since 2008. And maybe somebody could send me those statistics by email. Okay. Thanks for that. Ciao for now.